Kanishmas.
Marasarachana.
Bas Rav Shmuel Tzvi.
Hirsch HaKohen.
Okay, everybody. Okay, we're finishing off today in Bezer Shem Packet Hay in Yoni Yom Kippur. So, we discussed yesterday the Rambam and the Rav Yoh. If you eat something that's not royal achila, so the Rav Yoh seemingly says, it's mutar lagamri. It's mutar lagamri. And the Rambam says it's an issur d'rabbanan. It's still an issur d'rabbanan. And we saw that the Beis Yosef claims it's a machloikis. And the Taz says no, he doesn't think it's a machlokas. That the Rambam is talking about something that's the Rav Yoh is talking about something like offer. So offer is not an ochel at all. So then it's mutar lagamri. But the Rambam is talking about like esev mar. It's something that's very bitter. That is an ochel, but it's not the derech to eat it. So therefore it's also midrabban. So similar to shelo kederech achilasa. Now the Reb Chaim Oizer has a tshuva. You know, he's very big on this. He's very famous for his gelatin. So he's very into the Chavos Das on page 21 at the bottom. So the Chavos Das, you see, remember when we started the sugya the other day, we looked at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on page 2, where it quotes the pasuk Lo Sochu Kol Nevela Ager Shem Shrecha Kol Aruya Lager Kruya Nevela. That if something is roy for human consumption, it's osir. But if it's not roy for human consumption, then it's mutter. So the shita of the Chavos Das is that once something is nifsal, it's not roy for achilas adam, it becomes mutter. It becomes mutter because that's the gzeiros hakotzev. It's the gzeiros hakotzev. Now, how could you argue with this? It's because it's a Gemara here, it's a pasuk. No, so there's an opinion in the Gemara here in Avodah Zarah on page 3. Ramei ahula mute srucha mei kara. Whereas this pasuk of lager asher b'sharecha titnena b'chol o'mochol o'nochri, the Gemara says if something is nifsal, and it's mutter. So what's the other opinion? The other opinion says that that only applies from srucha meikara. What does that mean? That say you have a animal that, you know, had some infection while it was alive, some decay in the animal while it was alive. So that means that it was srucha meikar. In other words, it was never, so the time it was shechted, it was never good meat. It was already srucha meikar. So if it was srucha meikar, so then it's mutter. But if it wasn't srucha meikar, so then even if it's not roi lachila, it still could be usher. In other words, the heter is only srucha meikar. So let me explain to you in a second. So what if you have like gelatin or something like that from a good animal, you know, good non-kosher animal, but it was healthy and good, And then you take the gelatin bones and you dry them and you make them not fit for consumption, and you pulverize them and you make them not fit for consumption, all dried out. Mamish at some sivacious. And then you go ahead and you add sugar to it and other things. So now it's, and then you sell it. That was what the old days, that was the elite candy, right? Was all, that was when, in the old days when it was all made out of gelatin, and that was a big thing in Eretz Yisrael way back in the day. Today you have to see what the Metzius is today, but those Rabbanim that gave Hechsherim on gelatin, so that was based on this pasuk. Also called Nevela. Agar Hashem Sherech Tzedev Acholam Mochon Lo Nochri. So then what happens? So once the pasuk, according to that pasuk, it has to be Roy Lachilo. So once it's not Roy Lachilo, it's Mutter. Even if you do something to reconstitute, it doesn't matter. Once the Issa left, it left. Now you sweetened it up and did things to make it good, it's still going to be Mutter Lagamre. And that was the opinion of the Chavos Das. Chavos Das, and Rav Chaim Oizer was into this Chavos Das. Take a look at page 21. He said, "Ladina nira dafilu benifsal meachilas adam levad." Even if it was nifsal meachilas adam levad, it's what? It's mutter. Paka isura. The is gone, and therefore it's mutter. That was the heter. That was, Rav Chaim Oizer's heter, and that was it. And this, was his heter. So the other people that argued in Rav Chaim Oizer said, "There's no such thing. There's no such thing. There's something that's not Roy Lachila that it becomes mutter." But I thought it's a pasuk. So the Achronim point out, that they pasken like the other opinion, the next line of the Gemara, that it's only when it's srucha meikara, only when it was originally decayed from the get-go. On the second line of page 3, shem srucha meikara. Only if it's srucha meikara, hahul mutei srucha meikara. So then, if it's srucha meikara, so then, it's mutter. But if it's not srucha meikara, means it was originally a good piece of meat, it was tasty, and now it decayed. It's still awesome. Srucha meikara is mutter. Then why is it asa? Why is it asa? You know why it's asa? Because it's shalok kederech achila. Shalok kederech achila. Because it's not normal to eat something that's decayed. So it comes out that you have two opinions of what, if something is decayed, what's the heter? Is the Chavos Das, based on that first opinion of the Gemara, says the heter is because the Issa goes away. Issa goes away. And according to what? The other opinion, no, the Issa never goes away. But if the animal originally was the meat, when the animal was alive, there was some, boils or something, whatever, some thing that made it putrid while it was alive, then that's mutter. If you would ever want to eat such a thing, then it would be mutter. But if it originally was a good animal, a good healthy animal, and now it decayed, the issa is still there. It's just that it'll become only an issa derabanan because it's shelo kederech. So what's the nafkimina? If you reconstitute. Because if you hold, like, so who holds the first way? The Chavis Das holds the first way. That we paskin, that the Vela, Keinarul Gir is mutter, meaning if it started off good and then it decayed, now it's mutter. So if you reconstitute it, it's also mutter. But the other opinion, and that's the opinion that the place he held, the Rav Yonis and Aisha, the crazy place he held from, is that no. That if something is sorach me'akari, then it's mutter. But if something originally was good and then it decayed, it's still usser. But it'll become now only an issa derabanan. Because why? Because it's shelo kederach achila. Not because the issa went off. Shelo kederach achila means that you can take a fresh piece of meat, which is very sumptuous, and just eat it when it's very hot or very cold, and that's shelo kederach achila. So if it decays, that's also shelo kederach achila. But it doesn't make it that it's mutter. So therefore, if you took a piece of meat that was very good, and now it's no longer royal achila, so now if you would eat it shelo kederach, but then you go ahead and you add sugar to it and things that now you make it kederach, then it's going to be what? An iser daraisa. Yeah, in other words, the place he says pshat in a Rambam that way. He's no, so it's a machlokes achronah who we passed him. Because within the shitas Harambam, it could be, to some point out, Madani Usher, whatever his old discussion, that it could be that in the shitas Harambam, you might not find the iser, the din of the chacham. Look at the Rambam. See if you can find it in the Rambam. The Rambam only seemingly has the din of shelo kederach achila, and that was Rav Aaron Cutler's shita. The Rav Aaron Cutler's shita, there was the Rav Chaim Ozer paskin like the Chavis Das. So then, all those people who gave the hechsherim on marshmallows, was they held like the Chavis Das, that if it's once it's ate a royal achila, even if you reconstitute it, now marshmallows, a lot of people are eating marshmallows. So it must be kederach achila now. But so what? The old marshmallows were real gelatin. The old marshmallows were real gelatin. I told you, somehow on Pesach night, that was when, you know, the whole year you go out without marshmallows. Somehow at the Seder, it always was on the table, you know, these marshmallows. Somehow it always, you know, popped up.
People love the chocolate covered marshmallows.
So this was the machlokes between the Rav Chaim was a pasuk like the Chavis Das, and the others, the Placey said that we don't necessarily pasuk like the Chavis Das. We only pasuk from the din of shelo kederach. If it's kederach, it's an issa deraisa. If it's shelo kederach, it's an issa derabanan. But if you make something, but what's the difference? Because if it's a din of nifsal, then once it's nifsal, it's nifsal. But it's a din shelo kederach, just like if it's the piece of meat is too hot, but then it cools off, now it's issa deraisa. So the same thing. If you have a piece of meat that decayed, and now you do something to make it tasty, that will be an issa deraisa because you're eating it kederach achila. So that was the whole big machlokes between Reb Chaim. So you know, Reb Chaim Ozer was the one who was makel, and the whole machlokes is totally on whether we hold from these machlokes tanoim, whether we hold from the din of nevela she'eder yugil l'shnor nevela, that anything is nifsal's mutter, or do we say that's only what? when it's Srucha Meikara. But if it's, but it's not Srucha Meikara, then there's... If it's Srucha Meikara, he's Moda. That's the case when it's Mutter. But usually we don't have that case of Srucha Meikara.
Right.
That's a very limited case. You can have a case where you did something to pulverize, like they take the bones of the treif animal and they dry it out very much and they pulverize it. They make a powder and then they add whatever they add and now you get this good candy that everyone's eating, or everyone used to eat, you know.
On the
Rush's
track
also, right? Right, on the Rush's track. Yeah, so the Rush holds what? The Rush holds that if something is nifso, but then you eat it. So you're akshave.
Right,
so the Rush holds your akshave. So, let's think in other words, according to the Rush, even if something that continues to be Nifsal is still what? An Isser Drabanan to eat it Bidin Akshay. So, and according to those, and what would the Chavis Das say? You're making a good point. In other words, how would the Chavis Das work with the Rush? Because the Chavis Das saying it's mutter. So now the Rush saying it's an asr. So now it's clear that the Rush pashas only means midraban. But when I want to eat my gelatin, I want to eat it. I don't have an isr drabanan. So then I think one other nakuda you have to throw in that I believe they say is that maybe akshave is only if it's beli tarovus. Those I have to be makshiv this thing on its own right. But here, I'm only makshiv it because I'm throwing in all this other stuff. So then perhaps even the Rush would be moda that if it's, I'm only akshave because I put in other things which are kosher. And now I'm eating it. Maybe there's no issa drabanan even according to the Rush. But that's a good point that you're making. Because what is Reb Chaim Oizer going to do for me if it's still an issa drabanan? I'm still not allowed to eat it. And I want to eat the you know, obviously people want to eat it. So they want to say, oh, there's still an issa drabanan. So that's the, you hear the word. So this is a fundamental... Well, the place he is saying Peshad of the Rambam.
Yeah.
Right, but that's what the Muse, I think, writes, and the others. So that's basically the fundamental machlokas here of, whether all these... So Rav Aaron Kotler wrote a counter tshuva where he says that that the gelatin is usher.
Are we going to go into why the gelatin is not there's all these different places? There's a whole discussion machlokas about that, though. There's a bunch of problems.
Yeah, that's a separate thing. Now another nakuda that the achir. Now let me ask you a question: if you have capsules, so say you have gelatin capsules, so it's made out of gelatin. So then what? So that's not royal achila, right? It's not royal achila. So according to the Chavis Das, it's going to be mutter, but there could still be what? And this is the rabbanu.
What?
Of Akshave, one second. Akshave, but if you hold it, there's no Akshave by Refua, then it'll be okay.
When you're popping a pill, if you're swallowing a pill, that's not even there.
That's the machlokas between, I don't know if you hear that thing, the machlokas between the Nodeb Yehuda and the Taurus.
That's by case. There's no case by the
one second.
Yesterday we learned the machlokas between the Shagasarye and the who?
Erech
Hashulchan. Right, the Shagasarye says when anything is lerefuah, if you eat something lerefuah, so then it could you could save a din of you save a din of achshavei. Ad kedei kach that we're not going to even allow a chola she'ebo sakana to eat it. Because we say achshavei, even though it's only the rabbanon, and a lot of times the rabbanons we're makel. But if this is a derabbanon, there's a more chomer dik a derabbanon, because we're taking food and we're giving it chashiva, and now it's not food, but we're giving chashivas a food, so then it has a din of achshavei. But and even though only machshavei l'refuah, then it's going to be osir. That's the Shagasarye. And Erech HaShulchan says no, that when you eat something l'refuah, that's not considered achshavei. Then we said Ravelsky said from Rav Moshe Feinstein the chiluk between medicine and vitamins, that he said the achshavei l'refuah is no achshavei, but if it's what for a vitamin, so that could be a food supplement. Okay, but now the Rav Chaim Oizer wants to make another nekuda. What if you take karchu, according to the Shagasarye, if you karchu besiv, and in other words, you take something that's nifsal me'achila, so if you eat it, the Ravelsky was discussing from Rav Moshe about is there a chiluk between vitamins and medicine. That he wanted to say that even according to the Achronim that say that even according to the Erech HaShulchan that says there's no achshavei barfuah, that vitamins is not considered refuah. Vitamins is considered a food supplement. And others disagreed. Rav Abadi thought not that way. Rav David Feinstein told me he didn't see the chiluk either. That's what he thought. I didn't ask him a shy little halacha l'mais. I was just we were walking in the street, and there was discussing that, and he didn't see it. But Rabbi Belsky claims Rav Moshe said it. Yeah.
The
Ikur
of Tshuva is that the Shabbos is not taking fire from Shabbos, because it's not, and that's where he laid out the Ikur of Tshuva. So the question is, would
the Machmirin
in Hilchas
Kashrus
end up being
Machmirin
in
Shabbos
and not allow
Machmirin
in Shabbos?
Right. Stava, even if you're Makel in Hilchas Kashrus, you can still be Machmirin for Shabbos because it can still be considered, it's not Machal Briyim.
It isn't considered a
So Rav Chaim Oza wants to know what's the din according to the Shagasarye if you karcho besiv something that's not roi lachila. If you karcho besiv something that's not roi lachila, you're karcho besiv. So that would mean you would use a capsule that's a kosher capsule, say. Because siv is kosher, it's just not edible. So you karcho besiv. So he says. So there, he doesn't think you could say achshavei, because when you're eating something, then even though it's not roi lachila, but you're eating it. But if you're karcho besiv, then that's, as we saw some rishonim say, that's not achila b'chlal. So then you wouldn't say achshavei. So if you would have non kosher medicine, but the thing that's non kosher is inside the, and it's covered up by something that is kosher, so then even the Shagasai would be moda that that's mutter. Because the Shagasai says there's an achshavei b'achila, but that's only if you do achila. It's not called achila when it's karcho besiv. That's what he writes over here, on page 22. The last word on the line, the first word on the line is the efshar, where I put the arrow go a little further down. The first one was Efshar. He says, "V'nirab the ochlim shenifsalu meachila v'karcho besiv Kama shagsari moda de ekan isim midraban. Lo shaykh was a akshav elachila. Kevi shayna ochel ha isim ba'atzmo. Rakal yadev siv. No, because in other words, what if the capsule is not kosher? Then you're going to be violating the issur of eating the capsule. Then it's not korcha b'siv. Why is it so good? No, the siv means that the siv is covering up something that's treif. But the siv is just. It's not a non-kosher thing. The sieve is just a piece of a lulav or something like that. So then the question is, with the thing inside, we said before, like, we saw the tshuva of the Mari Halevi, that maybe that you have the oil juice, right? The fish oil, it's not kosher, and you put it inside something, so then that's not called achila, and that would be mutter. So he's saying even according to the Shagasarye, it's similar to the Maria Levi, that even according to the Shagasarye, who says this achshav in refua, but if the refua is covered over by something that's a sieve, but if the sieve itself is treif, then it's not going to help. Then the Shagasarye would also be moda. There was a Shagasari Lachor wouldn't be matir gelatin capsules. Because he would say that that's called achshavei on the capsule.
But if it's trading, then you'd have to cover it with a Kleenex.
Right, exactly. Then you'd have to cover it with a Kleenex. So the Kleenex is kosher. So that's what he's saying. Unless you want to say that because L'chor Mikra did we probably paskin like the Noda B'Yudah against the Toras Chaim that swallowing something is considered Derech Achila, right? Toras Chaim said it's not Derech Achila. Derech Achila is the true, it is not the true. Okay, so B'Kitzer, that is the story of this. So this is for this machlokas, the placey and the chavas das is the core, and it basically it comes out to whether you hold from, like Rabbi Harari just said, which Tana do you hold from? Do you hold like the Tana Kama here? The Tani lo socho kol nevela. Would you hold like Rabbi Meir of Srucha Meikara? So Chavos Das holds that doesn't have to be Srucha Meikara. As long as it's Srucha now, even if it was good, then it's Paka Isura. And then, as Rabbi Kyle pointed out, then you have to fit in the rush of yesterday. And put the third, whatever we did, that rush, fit that in as well. And then you might have to add in this Knech, that the rush is only saying it when it's not, you activate the thing itself. Ramabadi has a tshuva in the Or Yitzchak where he wanted to say, I think there's a Bach he has somewhere, maybe in Hilchos Pesach, that maybe if it's something that's totally not like a piece of dirt, he thinks that Achshave is only said, I think, by something that if you would put other things in it, it would taste good. But something that even if you would put other things so far gone, I don't know, if I take a piece of mud and I put sugar in it, you would enjoy eating it? Probably not. So.
But also, the only kind of option is where it was at one point, like a food item. The only kind of option was something that was like never a food item.
Because it was never a food item. Right. So. Yeah, well, it has to be.
Is the Rush holding
of Achshavei?
Not the Rush, Rambam.
Rambam
is
the... Yeah, so I... Well, it could be the Rambam never heard of Achshavei. Right. Which Pasha says when I learned the Indian, when we learned Yerodeh of Rabbi Tuchman, that that the Rambam only holds from the concept of Shaloka Derech Achila. And he doesn't have any actual... What?
It makes an issue out of eating all those not eating food. So is this a din of Achira, or he holds his stomach as a din for Yom Kippur?
But it's a din Shaloka Derech Achila. Shaloka Derech Achila makes it a Dirabana. Machim Madness. So it's a Darabanan, the Shaloka Derech Achila. Okay, everybody. Okay, so we finish packet 5 Ezra Shem tomorrow. I'll give out packet 6, and we'll continue with this.
Is that the Russian Tful Yom that says the Tarogas?
The Russian Tful Yom. Yeah, the Russian Tful Yom about. Was that Chassidim Tarogas, or is that? Yeah, that's Chassidim. You have to look that up. Okay.